views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to rid yourself of all that is weighing you down and holding you back from living the life you want for yourself. Coming Clean, The Art of Transparency with Catherine Moss is a show for women in recovery who are ready to live life on purpose. Tune in and let Catherine help you live your truth one day at a time. Now here's your host, Catherine Moss.
Hello everyone, I'm Catherine Arati Moss and you're listening to Coming Clean Radio here on Transformation Talk Radio. This show is for all women out there who are ready and willing to step out from the shadow and start living the life they really want. This show is a resource for women in recovery from all things, not necessarily from substance abuse like drug and alcohol addiction, behavioral addiction, anything that you want to rid yourself of that's no longer serving you. That's what this show is for, and something that I wanted in my life, and that's the promise that I made to myself, that I would start living on purpose, a promise I made to myself at the beginning of my sober journey. I became sober in October of 2012, and I'm still on that journey today. In the beginning, I thought it was going to be an upward ascent. However, I've noticed that recovery in real life has a lot of twists and turns and ups and downs, and sometimes two steps forward, one step back. I naively thought that once I gave up drinking, everything would fall into place, which I've talked about before. And that's just not the case. And that was a real rude awakening for me, that all of a sudden, all of these problems and issues started coming up, and I had nothing to numb myself of. You know, I didn't have the alcohol. I still had the food. And then just recently I've started to address those food issues. And a lot of emotions are welling up. And the trick is really, I just allow them to pass through. And sometimes I just feel more out of control than I did back then, because there's nothing, like I said, to suppress the feelings that I'm having. We always want to run away or not feel. And so I'm feeling a lot of that. I'm not saying that I'm, you know, I've defeated anything. I'm on my way. And it's an everyday battle. It's an everyday journey, but it's been well worth it. Even the worst days are better than the days back then when I was just surviving and trying to get the alcohol and then recover and then find it again, you know. So it was just this cycle. There was no growth in that time. It was just a way of, yeah, coping. It worked until it didn't work anymore. So now these days I no longer want to hide or lie or pretend I'm something that I'm not. And I spent a long time living in fear. And some people say that alcoholism and any type of addiction is a fear of life. I was so afraid, and I still have fear, afraid of failure and even afraid of success. Desperately seeking approval in anything that I did, I desperately needed people to tell me that I was so good and so great, and because the approval was never coming from within me. I sought, you know, affirmation from external sources. I was externally referenced in everything that I did. Nothing came from within me. I didn't know anything about myself. I didn't know what my favorite things were. People asked me, what kind of hobbies do you have? I never would be able to tell them what it is I exactly liked to do or anything about myself. I didn't know. So with that, that's where this show came from. I no longer, and then when I got sober, I no longer wanted to hide at all. I wanted to be completely transparent and use this platform and my experience for other people and other women who are also in the same boat, who perhaps are still suffering, as, you know, a resource for them to explore other options for themselves, because we do have options. We can choose how we live our lives. Each week on Coming Clean Radio, I invite a guest on the show to share their unique truth and their authentic message in coming clean and living on purpose. I love living on purpose because for a long time I felt like I was just floating through life, taking what I was given and never really choosing anything, like I said. And I was just talking about choice. That's a big one for me. So today I don't have a guest. I'm just, you know, flying solo. I will have a guest on very soon. But today it's just me. So if you like the show, please like the Coming Clean Radio Facebook page and sign up for my monthly newsletter at katherinemoss.com. And that's monthly newsletter is normally just guests that I'm going to have on the show. And I also have normally a guided meditation or some type of yoga video, MP3 audio file for you to listen to. So today I'm on my own, and as the title states, we're talking about God, religion, and spirituality, which is something that I've wanted to talk about for a long time. And in a previous show where I was also on my own, I was talking about my, you know, the path of the disease and or the addiction and my spiritual journey, which got me into yoga. And so I briefly or may have not have talked about the role that God had played in my life and religion and spirituality and what is the difference between the two. And everyone's talking about spirituality these days. And what is it? I think it's important to talk about here because addiction is a lot of people will say, a spiritual malady. It's something that happens to us. We feel a dis-ease in our bodies. A lot of people talk about the, you know, mind, body, and spirit connection. For a long time, I had no connection between, like, you know, the spiritual side of myself and the, you know, in my body and in my mind. I don't think that I say that I didn't have it for a long time, but I don't think I ever had it. I grew up with religion, but I never felt a spiritual experience within me, or I never had something personal. Couldn't identify with what I was learning as a child. So, you know, these days, well, in my experience, especially, you know, in school and in family, you learn to, you know, use your mind and in school and study, and we use our bodies and we train our bodies, but a lot of times our spirits are neglected, and I don't think that we can do this any longer. We are, as many people say, spiritual beings having a human experience, and we can't deny that. You know, that's a part of who we are. And if we deny our spiritual selves that we're going to get into, as I did, and I think a lot of people are experiencing, just like a malaise and feeling that they have to seek other things to feel good within themselves, you know, through and not living their truth. And I had Veronica Valley on for the very first episode. I think I'm on the 13th episode now. And she talked about when you're not living your truth and who you really are inside, that's just, you know, it's hard to live with. And you need something And after you do it over and over and over again, that you're not really being who you are, you have to imbibe in certain things or behave in certain ways that really that cover that up so that you don't feel the pain. So, my personal experience, I did have religion in my life. You know, it does seem when you grow up, you're either one of those families who, you know, we are religious, we go to church, or a family, no, we do not go to church, we are not religious. And it's either one of the two, normally. Or, you know, there are some families when you say, or some of those families when they, you know, go to church, or agnostic, yeah, we practice, we go to church on Christmas, and, you know. So I was raised in a semi-religious family. It wasn't over the top. And we went to church every Sunday. I never wanted to go. I didn't, I guess I didn't really feel a connection. And I always gave my dad a really hard time in the morning. We never wanted to go. We thought it was boring. as kids, I guess you don't really understand. My parents tried to get us more interested. However, it was never very successful. So, we went to a Protestant church as a child, and, we sat in the pews, and, I zoned out, didn't really feel connected. I didn't really care about it. I didn't feel anything personally touching me. And it was, I find some of those churches to be a bit, going through the motions and just, and not a whole lot of emotion in it. So I did have this experience as a child. So we're going to take a quick break, and when I come back, I'm going to continue talking about, you know, my experience of religion and then moving into God, and also how that changed for me as I became an adult. So stay with us, and we'll be right back.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience launching in April. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Get ready to rid yourself of all that is weighing you down and holding you back from living the life you want for yourself. Coming Clean, The Art of Transparency with Catherine Moss is a hit show for women in recovery who are ready to live life on purpose. Tune in and let Catherine help you live your truth one day at a time. Live each Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
And we're back on Coming Clean with me, Catherine R.T. Moss. My guest today is myself. I guess you can say I'm talking today about God, religion, and spirituality, something that I have spoken a little bit about on previous episodes, or a previous episode where I talked about my spiritual path. So when I grew up, I did go to church, and religion was just kind of a habit of mine because I was made to go. And I think that as a lot of young people feel, or maybe I'm the only one, is that when I thought about God, when I was a child, I believed, I wasn't consciously aware of it, but I did see my dad as God. Not like consciously like he's God, but when I would close my eyes, I would just imagine my dad, you know, like, or God looking like my dad and wearing the same like coat and hat and everything. And I guess in a way that he became, and he, as a child, he was my higher power, my, someone I looked up to and someone that was so important to me. And he is, since, passed on, he died when I was 19 years old. He was a very, very, important person in my life. And also I think, as I grew a little bit older as a child, I believed that God was, a man, and he was like a person who lived in clouds and had a beard and was angry at you. So there was a little bit of fear involved. And I think that's, is present for a lot of people. So, I went to church as long as it was mandatory for me. And when I was, yeah, I mean, it was when I, around, I guess, 19 years old, my father died. And then after I graduated high school, I no longer went to church and didn't associate myself with religion anymore. And I think that it also had a lot to do with the fact that, and maybe this is my own making in my own mind, that it wasn't really considered cool to be religious, especially as a teenager. And then I went to a few of those mega churches where, you know, everyone was like, yeah, church is cool, you know, playing guitars and singing with their hands raised and everything. I went to that a few times with some friends, but it never stuck. And then I slowly floated away from that. And I thought it was considered uncool, and I think it had a lot to do with politics in the United States, that I didn't want to be associated with maybe right-wing politics or anyone who was, really like the crazy religious people. I didn't want to be considered that way, and I didn't want to stand out, of course. So as I got older, I even tried to kind of take on, you know, an agnostic way of living. And also I tried to, you know, be like, oh, I'm an atheist. And I thought it was, cool. And, I don't know, because maybe I wanted to be a little bit more like, I've never been a very rational or scientific person, but maybe I wanted to be that way. And, in my mind, there was always something holding me back, and I felt like I could never just let it go. I couldn't just be like comfortable in atheism or comfortable in being an agnostic. There was always some type of little something inside of me, not fully allowing myself to feel that way. I don't know what it was, but I ignored it for a very long time. And then when my first experience with alcohol was when I was 14. I've talked about that before. It was just an experience when I was 14, and it was a blackout. I thought that was normal. I thought blacking out was normal until maybe well in my drinking and well as an adult, I thought everyone blacked out. Thought it was something, and that's not the case, and I realize now. However, drinking caught up with me. And so it started young, and I didn't drink very much in high school, and it caught up with me. And after college, I just kept going. And that's normally when a lot of people just, you know, stop getting crazy or stop drinking to the degree I did. So I guess in a way you can say that I continued that way because I felt such a dis-ease in my body. I felt malaise, and I didn't have any type of a spiritual practice. I don't know, not many people do maybe at that age. And I used alcohol to make myself feel better. And And it worked. I was able to, you know, turn off and shut off and not think and feel my feelings. I was running away from everything. And so in addiction, I was, there was no self-awareness, literally, because a lot of times I was not consciously aware of what was going on with me. Even when I wasn't drunk, I was either recovering. So my body was never in a state of homeostasis. I was often functioning at a physical level, surviving, trying to just get through the day. And, but I never really saw alcohol as a problem. I just thought everything else sucked. Which sounds so crazy right now. There was no, thought of spirituality. It was just something that I didn't think about, or religion. It was something for other people. I thought it was, you know, crap or, and maybe people who believed anything were just, ignorant or something like that. But it, still, something within me was always, you know, holding me back. And there's something, that little light inside, that kept, you know, glowing, I guess you could say. So I drank until I was, so I started around 14 and drank alcoholically until I was 30. And when I was 30 years old, I gave up. I started to realize that I had a problem, couldn't really stop. That was scary. Because for a long time, even in the worst periods of my drinking, I never really even thought about quitting. There were always moments, like flickers of insight and awareness, like I have a problem, but then they would quickly go away. And, I was freaked out at the thought of quitting, but I knew that I had a problem at the end, and I couldn't do anything about it. And, it was really hard for me to have relationships. It was hard for me to, I couldn't be a good friend. A lot of people say that they were functioning in this, disease, and I was not a functioning alcoholic. I was dysfunctional, and I relied on other people to take care of me. And couldn't imagine my life without that. I felt like it would be my best friend dying, and it did feel like that. I got sober just randomly. I was in a yoga class, and I was lying on the floor, and I remember the teacher said, you know what's good for you, you know what's bad for you, just take care of yourself. And I received a message that within my body. So it came from within. However, it wasn't me. I don't know if that makes sense. It was like, it was me, but it wasn't. It was just like all my cells were talking to each other. And there was like a balloon floating over my head saying, stop. And I was just so overwhelmed and taken aback by the sheer power of it. And just totally blown away. Totally, it rocked my world. And I know that I've heard that, you know, when things are, you know, you can say stop, it might be underwhelming for anyone listening. However, when it's the voice of something greater, it really does. It's so powerful. And I took that message, and I was just, I broke down with such emotion, and I just knew that, that it was over. And I knew that what I needed to do. And I told my husband that night, I'm like, I have to stop. And it was, I remember I cried and cried and cried all night, and it was over and it was done. And it was like a door shut. And I never believed that that could happen for me. I don't know how it happened or why it happened. There must be a reason why I'm sober right now. Cause it was something that was done for me. So I became sober, and it was a very sad time, and I did feel like I was grieving. Like I had lost my best friend, became less and less social, and went inside for a very long time. And in that time, of being inside, I realized I was spiritually, bankrupt. In a way, I just didn't have anything in my life that was greater than myself. I did have that experience. However, I wasn't so, aware of what it was. To this day, I really don't know what it was. And I just feel like that experience has really given me a whole new, way of thinking of what's possible and, the world that we live in and the universe and who we are as spiritual beings. So when I realized I did not have any spiritual, I was not cultivating myself in a spiritual way. I'm like, I got to do something about this. So I was at that time, even before I quit, I'm like, eat better, start juicing. And I became a vegan again. I was a vegan. I was a vegetarian as a child, well, as a teenager, and then vegan. And then during alcoholism, things happened and I slipped off that. And then I became a vegan again after I became sober. So, when the alcohol, right before I came sober. So I started to become that person who I really was, a compassionate person, compassionate to people and animals. So I was starting to, before I quit, I was starting to eat better and, exercise, and the drinking just wasn't fitting. So I've made all these changes with my body and, was still drinking. And then I quit. And then I decided to start taking care of myself spiritually, and I became a seeker. And I was like, okay, you know what? Let's figure it out. I want to do something. What can I do? And I went to India, just randomly went online and I found a meditation retreat. It was it was called Tushita Meditation or Tushita in McLeod Ganj in northern India. And I went on my own. I'm like, okay, I found a 10-day Vipassana retreat where it was 10 days of silence. And we learned about meditation and we learned about Buddhism. And and we're silent for 10 days. And I just was like, okay, I'm going to do that. And I booked it and I flew into Delhi and I found a driver who drove me 10 hours from Delhi all the way up into the mountains. And I spent 10 days there and I was like planning on finding like the meaning of life. And I was so like resolved to be like, okay, well, when I go, I'm going to be a Buddhist now. And I was looking back, I was very naive. And, I did take a few things and I really, really enjoyed the time there. However, I was also looking back very, it was really emotional for me. A lot of fears were coming up. So it really brought out a lot of emotional instability with me, a lot of social anxiety, and a lot of fears that have been buried within me that I think have been buried or come up from past lifetimes. Maybe that sounds woo-woo to some people. I got a lot of relief, especially talking to the monks there. It was just it started a journey of seeking for me. And I have always been a seeker. And I think that, as I got sober, that part of me, became, it was brought out in me and I wanted to seek and find, what I wanted to know why I was here and what the point of life was and God. And I wanted to know all of it. And I wanted to know it personally in what it meant for me and not just, as a child, I remember sitting in church and repeating things. I wanted to know, and find things out for myself. So, and I remember driving from the meditation center down back to Delhi. I was listening. I had something called the Bhagavad Gita, which I had never heard of before. And I remember listening to it on, MP3. I was listening to it as an audio book and listening to that while driving through, mountains of India. It was so powerful. And I was immediately taken by the power of this holy book and felt very connected to the country, and I also felt very connected to the religion. I was like, oh, Hinduism, this is also, I was just so interested, and I wanted to like take everything in, like Buddhism, Hinduism, you know, and didn't feel any connection to my roots or where I came from at that time. I wanted to throw it all away. And I remember at the end of me listening to the Bhagavad Gita, a book called The Biography of a Yogi was recommended by, or like, if you like that, you might like, you know, Autobiography of a Yogi by Paramhansa Yogananda. And reading this book, Autobiography of a Yogi, changed my life. So I'm Catherine Arati Moss, and I'm your host of Coming Clean Radio, The Art of Transparency. I'm going to take another quick break. And when I come back, I am going to continue speaking about God, spirituality, and religion. Stay with us.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Get ready to rid yourself of all that is weighing you down and holding you back from living the life you want for yourself. Coming Clean, The Art of Transparency with Catherine Moss is a hit show for women in recovery who are ready to live life on purpose. Tune in and let Catherine help you live your truth one day at a time. Live each Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
And we're back on Coming Clean Radio with myself, Catherine Arati Moss. I am flying solo today, talking about God, religion, and spirituality in addiction and my own sobriety. So before the break, I was talking about a book that had fallen into my lap, divinely fallen into my lap, called The Autobiography of a Yogi by Paramahansa Yogananda. And this book really was life-changing for me. I read the whole thing, and I really, really, I felt so, it resonated with me, and I felt really drawn to its message. And it was written by a man, a yogi, who came to the United States in the 1920s and spread the teachings of yoga to Americans, and then eventually opened up a center in California, the Self-Realization Fellowship. And so it was all about self-realization, realizing your true self, your true nature as a divine being. And I really, really resonated with this. And I went onto the Self-Realization website and ordered some lessons, self-realization lessons. And I just got them every 2 weeks in the mail. And I remember sitting down with the very first one, and I remember thinking to myself, I'm like, okay, then my life is going to change now. I'm going in a different way. And I started to read, and it was teaching me all about yoga, of how to live and the science of yoga and techniques. And I learned meditation techniques. And I started to meditate for the first time in my life. Well, sorry, I had meditated in India when I was there, but I was learning meditation techniques that I could do at home. And it became something that was really, really important to me. And it was just something that really helped out and came to at the right point in my life and in my sobriety. And I became very involved with Self-Realization Fellowship. And I started to go to the Self-Realization Fellowship here in Zurich, which is, you know, a little like temple, and I would go and meditate and be with other people that would meditate. So that was really, really, really important for me, and started to see the point of, you know, of yoga and of my life to realize who I really am. And it seemed like, for the first time, it seemed like more than a religion. And it wasn't dogmatic. It was something that seemed to go beyond religion, in my opinion. It was something of, you know, of who we are as spiritual beings. No matter what religion you are, it's, you can realize yourself and remember who you really are, a divine being. And no matter if what kind of religion that you do practice, Paramahansa Yogananda said that religion, you know, is really the only religion of knowing your higher self, of, you know, and that truth is within you. And if we look at any religion, you know, and I went to India with the Buddhism, I don't claim to know a whole lot about Buddhism, but any, you know, religion in the world, we're always being taught to seek within us, and that you will find, you know, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and you will find it within you. And I really resonated with that, because I had such a past of looking externally for everything. So I was really keen on this self-exploration, self-realization. I visited I also became a member of Ananda, which was a community that was created from a disciple of Paramahansa Yogananda. And that and I did a yoga teacher training with this, off the same basis of his teachings in California. And I also, since then, have visited Ananda Assisi in Italy a few times. And I also took a trip to India, once again, to the Himalayas in India with Ananda. And we visited a lot of spiritual places, meditated in caves, that kind of thing. And just visited a lot of spiritually charged places. And that trip was really also, again, life-changing for me, that I had the privilege to go and do that in this lifetime. I felt like it brought me to, you know, a new level. But I'd like to say also that even though I felt like I was really going on this adventure, this spiritual seeking, in the beginning I was also maybe getting a little bit of spiritual indigestion while I also find religion so fascinating. You know, theology in general, like in Christianity and Judaism and Islam and Hinduism, in particular Buddhism, Sikhism. I've looked into them all. I was in Asia, in Japan and China, and was fascinated by the temples there. And I really, something within me really gravitates to and find so beautiful any type of path that people go on, you know, to find what works for them. You know, there are many paths to one place. And in the beginning, I remember when I was going to that Buddhist retreat, I want to be a Buddhist now, and Christianity is not good. And, you know, I could find many reasons to put it down. However, and then I heard a saying of, or the Dalai Lama say, you know, you should never change religions, you know, change your path, stick with what you've been brought up with. And I was really discouraged at that. I'm like, no, I want to be a Buddhist. And now I know that I've learned so much from Buddhism, and I've learned so much from all these different religions that I've read about. However, I can say today that I feel like yoga and in the teachings of Paramahansa Yogananda at Ananda and the SRF, Self-Realization Fellowship, one of the masters that they that's in their lineage is Jesus Christ. And I feel like through that, it allowed me to go back to my roots and consider myself kind of a yogini Christian, you know, like following those teachings, those true teachings of Jesus, and also the teachings of yoga from Krishna. And they're not that different. And that's what Paramahansa Yogananda strived to do when he went to the United States, to show that the East and West are more similar than people believe. So, while I was at Ananda, it started to think about what is it about, you know, what is in religion and spirituality, and people these days are becoming very spiritual, however, not necessarily connected with a religion. And I was really started to ask myself, what is the difference between spirituality and religion? So I'm going to take a break. And when I come back, I will talk more about this, spirituality and religion.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Get ready to rid yourself of all that is weighing you down and holding you back from living the life you want for yourself. Coming Clean, The Art of Transparency with Catherine Moss is a hit show for women in recovery who are ready to live life on purpose. Tune in and let Catherine help you live your truth one day at a time. Live each Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, this is Leslie Fontaine, and my show is Sheer Alchemy on TransformationTalkRadio.com. When we're bogged down with our emotions, the hardships that plague us in our relationships, at work, our finances, we literally can't see the higher plane where we could be operating from. Tune in to Leslie Fontaine, Sheer Alchemy on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
There are so many resources out there for meditation. But did you know that Atana's Heart Earth Healing Meditation is available for you for free? Yes, that's right. You can receive this free healing meditation today from Atana Badili. All you need to do is visit his website, atanamethod.com. That's ATANAMethod.com. And sign up. You will receive your free meditation instantly. That's atanamethod.com.
Thank you.
everybody. We're back on Coming Clean Radio with myself, Catherine Arati Moss. I am talking to myself. Well, I'm talking alone today about God, spirituality, and religion, and how it's played a role in my life. So when I was at Ananda, I was there for a whole month doing my teacher training, and I started to think about you know, what the difference is between religion and spirituality. And I remember someone telling me about, she was talking with some Buddhist nuns, I think it was. And, you know, because we often think that there's no God in Buddhism. I'm not a Buddhist expert. I don't know a whole lot. But I remember her telling me that she was told when we can put a name on it, then we have lost the essence of it. As soon as we can start saying it's this, it's that, and it looks like this and that, then I think it really eludes us. And I really resonate with this, this idea of it being so completely omnipresent, so completely integrated in who we are and integrated in absolutely everything around us, omniscient, so everywhere. This is something that these days I resonate with. This is, you know, my understanding of God as omniscient, spirit of the universe, great spirit. And also, I find nature to be very inspiring to me. And when I was spending time at Assisi, there would be some services inside and meditation inside, but I couldn't help but just take my mat outside and sit in the woods. And I felt that all of a sudden I had this realization, the nature and being in the woods. For some people, it's by the ocean. Some people, it's you know, in the mountains, but for me, it's just in the woods. I feel like it's my church, or I feel like it's my temple, or whatever. I feel so grounded and connected and centered within myself being in this environment. That's my understanding of God. And, you know, as I go through in sobriety and through a program, this has become more and more clear for me, and I'm sure it'll change, you know, throughout my life. And another story, I remember one of the swamis at, Swami Kriyananda, who established Ananda. He was giving a talk in Australia, and about, you know, yoga and God. And I remember, and he said after the talk, a man came up to him and said, you know, everything that, you know, I really enjoyed your talk, however, I'm an atheist. So, you know, what is there for me? And Swami thought for a moment and he said, imagine the highest potential for yourself and consider that God for you. Does that work? And he said, yeah, I can do that. You know, this openness to create whatever it is that's, you know, that works for you as your idea and understanding of God. So, I mean, in my own case, like I would say, you know, with religion and spirituality, I think religion gets a bad rap these days. But, you know, religion can be very dogmatic. Religion is man-made, and we can be religious without being spiritual. And of course, we can be spiritual without being religious. Or we can be both, you know. And I started out with like this religious upbringing, and then I wanted to be spiritual, and I got into the yoga scene, and now I feel like I'm coming back and really exploring what it means to be to what I was raised with. What does it mean to be a Christian? And really learning what it was that Jesus taught, and not necessarily what what Christian churches are teaching these days, but what his teachings were. And it's nice to be in a community of people who really understand that. And I feel like a lot these days that place, you know, that people are finding it, creating groups or religious groups that are much more down to earth and that people can relate to. There's a place in Zurich that says to attract people, you know, are you not religious? Well, neither are we, even though it's a church. And so I think that's it's really interesting, you know, it's cool. And I think that it's attracting people are looking for something. People are, when you're, you know, they need the spiritual aspect. Maybe they don't know exactly what it is that they don't need, but it is this, in my opinion. And, but don't necessarily want to go to a church. So, you know, there's a new type of a spirituality awakening in the world, and I think it's so great. So how I feel close to God these days, that I learned a meditation through SRF, and through meditation I have experienced joy and bliss, even if it's just for a fleeting moment. I am not a perfect meditator. I don't meditate every day. Sometimes I go long periods of time, just forget to do it. And however, even after a little bit of time, I just keep picking it back up again. And so I have really felt the presence of God. Some people will say that, you know, God is love, the love that you see in other people, the smile that you get from somebody walking down the street. All that, is love. That's just, I believe that the universe is based on this, you know, it's just this all pervading force. And no matter, like these days, there's so much going on. There was, you know, the shootings in Orlando and, Donald Trump in almost perhaps going to be the president, which is very scary for a lot of people. And, just a lot of the terrorism that's going on in the world. There's still that the world is based on love. I believe this. And I believe that, you know, good is still happening. Good can still happen for all of us. And nothing, you know, hate can never dominate hate. You can, like, as Gandhi said in so many words, you know, love can only prevail. And I really, really do believe that. So I feel close to God when I'm outside and, you know, looking at huge trees, looking at the mountains, being in the forest. And sometimes I walk down the street and I'm like, and if I feel so down, I am very sensitive and a lot can bring me down. And I think, okay, you know, show me God, show me the good, show me yourself. And I start to open myself up to receiving and seeing things that I might not would have seen before. Through meditation, through the practice, that's been very, very helpful for me. So I wonder, for those of you listening, how do you understand God? And how do you feel God? What is it? How do you feel about it? What do you believe? What do you not believe? And a lot of times I have to add this, that we're often asked what we believe, like I just said, and that's really going with our minds. What do we believe to be true however, no one asks us, what do we feel to be true? What do you feel in your heart? And the experience that I had, in that yoga class, it's not something that I can really tell you with my, you know, being my intellect, I felt it and I don't know how to explain it. So we need sometimes maybe need to be a little bit less in our heads and more living in our bodies and allow our hearts to guide us. That would be my advice to you. So, yeah, I think that's actually everything for today. But I would really be interested in just hearing what other people have to say and what they believe. What do you think about that, about all that I've talked about? And where do you stand with your beliefs of God and spirituality, religion? So, yeah, you can send me an email or you can send me a Facebook message on from the Coming Clean radio page. I'm also on iTunes now. However, it's not Coming Clean Radio on iTunes. It's my name. It's Catherine R. Dimas. So I would really appreciate it if, you know, if you do like the show, you can go and, you know, give a review. I guess that's the way that, you know, people, you become more and more apparent. Other people can find the show if there are enough reviews. And it would really help me out. So you can also visit my website. It's CatherineMoss.com. Again, you can sign up for my monthly newsletter where I send out the month's program for all of my interesting guests. If you know anyone who would be interesting guests on the show, you can shoot me an email also and let me know. I'm always looking for interesting people. So I want to thank you all for tuning in today to Coming Clean Radio. And please join me every Tuesday at 12 Eastern, 11 Central, and 9 Pacific Time. So I wish you all a great week, and I'll see you back here next time. Namaste.
You've been listening to Coming Clean, The Art of Transparency with Catherine Moss. Join Catherine and countless other women in recovery stepping into their truth and supporting one another, living life on purpose. Tune in each Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com or visit the archives at ComingCleanRadio.com.